This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Man, this is so big. This is so legendary. Joining us on the BuyerSafety.com hotline.
Oh, a phone is ringing.
Is a man who is one of the greatest play-by-play guys of all time in the history of sports. And not only that, got a lot of what he was doing, got his start in the DFW area. We'll get into all that. It is the mighty Vern Lundquist. How you doing today, Vern?
Well, I so appreciate you not using bowling for dollars in the intro.
We were thinking about it, and we'll probably spend a good 10 minutes talking about it, Vern. We just wanted to talk about other stuff first.
Let's reduce that to one.
Got it. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that.
Tell us why you're in the Metroplex. You got a little book signing going on tomorrow night, don't you?
Yeah, there'll be a book signing at Barnes & Noble in Lincoln Park. I looked it up, so in case you asked, 7700 West Northwest Highway. I believe that's correct.
Yes, that is correct.
Starts at 7, and I'm excited to be back in Dallas. I'm in Austin right now, which is my hometown. And my wife, Nancy, and I bought a small condo here as a winter retreat. We wanted to come down where it's warm. We misjudged slightly. But we're doing a signing tonight and then in Dallas tomorrow night. I've written this book called, really, really descriptive, Play by Play, it's called. And it's kind of a summation of a career that began here and was really launched in terms of what I aspired to become in Dallas at WFAA and at Channel 8 and also the Dallas Cowboys.
Man, this is awesome. So very exciting, and it should be a textbook for anybody who wants to be in your line of work because you're the GOAT. And so let's dive in here. Can you tell when a play-by-play guy at a key moment in the game is not improvising and he's prepared something? Are you able to tell that, and what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's an abdication of his responsibility, quite frankly. I don't know how you can do that, script something, and then hope that the narrative fits for whatever occurs on the field. And I do know folks who've tried it, and by and large, they've never succeeded. My belief has always been, and this is a quick summation of it, if you aspire to be a sports broadcaster, and a play-by-play guy especially, you go into an event no matter what sport, and you hope that something memorable will occur in front of you. And then the aspiration and the desire is that you are appropriately verbal to the extent that you enhance that experience for the viewer or the listener. And that has got to be extemporaneous. I don't know how you could script, just as a matter of reference, one of my favorite moments in my life, really, was when Tiger Woods chipped in on the 16th hole in 2005. It's an impossible shot. And I said, when the ball dropped in your life, have you ever seen anything like that? Well, I was reacting as if a viewer would react. I mean, I was a fan at that moment. And I said what I thought was on my mind because I never had. And I could just imagine some guy in his living room or in a sports bar nudging the person next to him and saying something like, in your life, have you ever? Because I certainly hadn't. So that's an example of it. But it, first of all, and most significantly, you've got to have something worth talking about. And I've been in this blessed position number of times where that has happened.
Well, you know, Vern, if we had been in that situation, those of us sitting on our couch also would have dropped in a cuss word somewhere along the way. So let me ask you, have you ever had something that you said on the air that was regrettable, that you thought about for days and drove you nuts or anything of that ilk?
Yes.
Drop it on us. Drop it on us.
Yes. It happened with Cowboy Broadcast. And I'll try to share it as delicately as I can.
Okay.
Now, we had, at that time, 1979, Dallas at home against Philadelphia. My partner was Brad Sham, who, by the way, is just celebrating his 40th anniversary with the Cowboys.
Awesome.
And remains a dear, dear friend of mine. And we were doing a Monday night radio broadcast with the ABC crew next to us. And Philadelphia was up something like 31-7 in the third quarter. They were just dominating Dallas. And I think there were, I try never to let emotions flood in. But in this case, I'm sure there was a degree of disgust in my voice. I said, Danny White is back to punt for the 11th time. And that was true. And here's the punt. Here's John Shara of the Philadelphia Eagles. Takes it in at the 25. He's at the 30, 35. You know, the normal description. And then he crossed the midfield, got to the 45, inside the 40 before he's finally tackled. And then I let my tongue trip over the words, and this is where I've got to be very careful. And I would ask your listeners to transpose the first letters on each of these words,
the
subjects. I said, my gosh, the Eagles are ripping the Cowboys' punt coverage to pieces.
That's a tough one right there, Vern.
Well, that's you're reacting exactly as my dear beloved friend did. I looked at Brad for help, and he was doubled over. His shoulders were shaking. He was laughing so hard. And then this is on KRLD, and then I thought, well, my producer, Gary Brandt, will certainly bail me out. Just say, give me a promo to read. He was on the floor with his back to the broadcast table, and he was heaving with laughter. And that's by far the worst. And I hope to never venture that close to anything ever again.
That's incredible. We are talking to Vern Lundquist. He's got a new book out, and we highly encourage you to check it out. I got to ask you about this. We played this Brent Musburger audio continually because he didn't sound like he was a huge fan of Tony Romo's work. And he just, because Romo's not traditional in the way that he does color analysis, and Nance kind of allows him to venture into some of Nance's space, and they're good buddies. And I'm not trying to get you to say something negative about one or the other. I'd just like to get your thoughts on the job Tony Romo's done and what's your analysis of it.
Well, I think he's been, his first year was unexpectedly phenomenal. And I was among those who were shocked when Sean McManus and the CBS brass elected him, and not just chose him to go into broadcasting. I know Tony really kind of superficially, but I had known him for I don't know 4 or 5 years, and actually when he was a rookie with the Cowboys, I was doing Seattle Seahawks preseason games, and I saw Brad on the field before the game, and he said, I'm going to tip you off. The brass here really likes this free agent rookie from Eastern Illinois, Tony Romo, and he played in that game and had a terrific career. But nevertheless, I was surprised that, A, not that they would pick him, not at all, because he's loquacious and he's got an affable manner. But that they would put him under the glare of a spotlight that shines on that number one team was surprising. Now, having said that, I thought he had just a terrific season. And his ability, and he's well known for it, to predict what is going to happen is phenomenal. The only other guy I know who is in that role as a football analyst who can do that is my former partner, Gary Danielson. He studies and studies and studies, and he played in the NFL for 13 years, quarterback, so he knows, and he can do that. But Tony does it often and on the fly and at unexpected moments. So I give him a full five thumbs up. I watched their game the other night, or it was parts of it, at home, and Jim Nance has been a friend of mine since 1985. And I, honest to God, sent Jim a text after the game, and I just told him how warm and comfortable I thought he was, and that he had made Tony Romo a colleague in his canoe. So I'm all in on both of them.
Oh, that's awesome. We're talking to a legend here, Vern Lundquist. His new book, Play by Play, is out, and it covers his career, highlights, and just awesome stories. Vern's going to be doing a signing at 6 p.m. tomorrow night at the Barnes & Noble at 7700 Northwest Highway in Dallas. So before we let you go, we've got to let you know that, you know, Skin and I have been friends since 1982. We grew up in Richardson, Texas, so we are very familiar with your work all along the way. So we've been big fans and admirers of yours for a long, long time, and so it's a huge honor for us to visit with you. As you know, in sports talk radio, sometimes something happens on a show and it becomes a drop, or it becomes something that is revisited over time. Well, one day Skin told a story about his neighbor, and your name was involved in the story, and it has not gone away. We play it all the time. And it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with you, except it does. Because you have a great sense of humor, we'd now like to play this drop from our show so you can hear what happened. And yes, Skin?
And yeah, I'd like to throw one thing out there, Vern. What years were you on Bowling for Dollars?
I just knew that had to come up.
It's going to matter here. And I'll tell you why. Just okay. What time period?
1974 and 1975.
Okay, I want our listeners to know that when this story took place that you're about to hear, that I'm telling on our radio show, it takes place in the year 1976 is when this took place. So with that, we will let you hear this audio.
My neighbor looked exactly like Vern Lundquist, and I once saw him pour a giant thing of ketchup on mashed potatoes. And to this day, every time I see Vern Lundquist, I imagine him pouring ketchup all over his mashed potatoes and ruining it. It's a very, very weird thing. And for that reason, I just can't accept a good Vern Lundquist called game.
Okay. So
that's phenomenal.
I've been dying to know all these years.
I would credit your caller to the most creative imagination I think I've ever encountered.
No. Yes. That was Skin right here.
That was me, Vern. That was me.
My neighbor.
You have a creative imagination.
I have to know, have you ever dumped a bottle of ketchup on your mashed potatoes?
Not when sober.
Yeah! God, it's a dream come true. The circle is complete.
Wow. Well, hey, we cannot thank you enough for your time. What an absolute honor. And just visiting with you here, it's obvious that is going to be a fantastic book. It's called Play by Play by Vern Lundquist. Everybody needs to get out to that Barnes & Noble tomorrow night, 6 p.m., 7700 Northwest Highway in Dallas. Vern, thank you for your time. We appreciate it. Thank you for all the great memories you've helped us take in over the years.
Well, Ben and Skin, I really enjoyed it. And of course, it's going to be a homecoming for me. So it's a quick hit in and out, just the nature of these things. But I hope everybody will come out and say hello.
Awesome. Love you, bro.
Thank you, pal.
See ya.
There he goes.
There he goes. Vern Lundquist.
God.
Wow.
I'm so happy that happened.
And I love, you said at the end, I'd forgotten. For that reason, I just can't accept a Vern Lundquist called game.
A good Vern Lundquist called game.
He loved it.
I thought about that a little bit earlier in the day. I was like, I wonder how Vern's going to take that final salvo there at the end. God, I feel like I feel like one of the myths of our show has finally like come full circle. That was amazing.
All the time, on a daily basis, one of us goes, "My neighbor."
My neighbor? I can't say my neighbor anymore without going, "My neighbor."
I'll just see my neighbor currently, and I'll be like, "My neighbor?
My neighbor?"
God, shut up, me. Well, I'm so happy. Great job, KT.
That to this day. Well done. To this day.
To this day, guys. Hashtag to this day.
Oh, my God.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.